There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Thank you for joining us. It's all about the truth. And most of the health news, you don't hear it on CNN. You cannot trust Dr. Sanjay Gupta to let you know about fluoride, the truth about fluoride, or vaccines, or 4-MEI that is in your soda you are drinking and telling yourself, oh, I can drink it, it won't hurt me. And you give it to your children, but I only give them once a day. So I only give them 4-MEI, which is methyl libidazole, commonly known as 4-MEI, is in your sodas. That is, if you give your children Pepsi, Coca-Cola, or Diet Cola. What are you thinking? Seriously. School lunch program promotes obesity. You know why? Did you know that the school lunch program, they analyzed the school lunch program, it is 54% carbohydrates. Do you know what the problem of that is? They were almost all of them processed. Almost all, 54% carbohydrates processed. Many of the required foods, like fruit, were not really fruit. They were sugary canned fruit, fruit juices, and sugary flavored milk. Guess what? They will drink chocolate milk better than white milk. My question is, do they need any milk in the first place? But that's... Anyway, the problem with this processed carbs, we all know at the Power Hour, is that they're easily converted to sugar. They raise the insulin levels, and that leads to weight gain. Included in your email blast in the Power Hour news section at thepowerhour.com, Wanda has all the news there for you. Please check this out. 7 powerful herbs that will dissolve uric acid crystal naturally. Now, that's a huge thing. Now, I know those of you who have kidney stones or gout or problems like that would like to know of a way that you can keep from having uric acid. So what do? You use these herbs to help you out. And again, I want to say and give the warning, if you are thinking about taking Cipro, go to the web. I give no medical advice here, but I only say look it up and look at the issue of Cipro. I may be talking to Dr. Rowan about that in the third hour today also. But here, let me go back to the 7 powerful herbs that dissolve uric acid crystals naturally. They're called Devil's Claw. Baking soda. Now, that is interesting. It doesn't cost much for baking soda. All you need is a half teaspoonful of baking soda in water. Drink up to 4 glasses a day for 2 weeks. Wow. Alfalfa sprouts. Lemon juice, olive oil, burdock root, apple cider vinegar, and sour black cherries. There you got it. Go to your email blast. You know, please sign up for the email blast. It is so important. And also, drink at least 8 to 10 glasses of water a day. That will help with your uric acid problem. And also, include more fresh fruits, water-rich fruits and vegetables in your diet. Ladies and gentlemen, I am going to go to our next guest right now because we're limited on time. He's limited on time, and I want to bring to the stage, I've been telling you about Kent Hovind. Most of you are aware of him. We'll give you an introduction in just a second. But he is calling in from the prison that he resides at, unfortunately. And I want to say thank you very much, Kent Hovind, for joining us in the Power Hour today.
Well, thank you, ma'am. It's an honor to be with you.
You know, we've had you on the program before, but it was when you were on the outside of prison, and we were talking about your creation DVDs and videos, that Creation Science, that are so phenomenal. We don't have about 1 minute here before we go to this break, but in fact, we don't have hardly any time. But Kent, where did you reside? Where was your Creation Science located? And tell the listeners just as much as you can in 1 minute.
Well, I've been an evangelist for many years in Pensacola, Florida. They can see the website, drdino.com, D-R-D-I-N-O. And I'm in prison now with an IRS case against our church, and we're fighting them tooth and nail. And
okay.
The details of that are on FreeKentHovind.com.
FreeKentHovind, H-O-V-I-N-D.com. We got a little bit out here. FreeKentHovind.com or DrDino.com. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. Joyce Riley. We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I'm really glad my buddy Mark turned me on to GunsAD.com. I got to tell you, I didn't want to buy any more firearms. I didn't want a paperwork trail headed back to Big Brother. I want 100% privacy. I want to be an invisible gun owner. Hello? So Mark says, hey, you know, GunsAD.com, Ghost AR-15. Ghost means invisible. Get it? Ghost AR-15. Guns80.com. I got a couple, if you know what I mean. Go to Guns80.com or call 844-2-GUNS-80.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. We've got a rare hour here with Kent Hovind, Evangelist Kent Hovind. Many of you know him as Dr. Dino. That's what we knew him as when he was on the program about 8 years ago, prior to him going to prison, 8 to 10 years ago. He joins us from a prison. I'm going to let him set the story for you as far as the foundation and what we can do to help him, because he has a trial coming up March 2nd. And we also have on the line with us Rudy Davis. I just called Rudy his pit bull in the background. And Rudy Davis is a man who has done a phenomenal amount of work on the outside for Kent Hovind on the inside. And I just cannot thank him enough for all that he is doing. I hope we all have a Rudy Davis someday when we need him, because he is amazing. And again, the website, FreeKentHovind.com. Now, he's going to have to break off every 15 minutes and call back from the prison. So, Kent, again, welcome to the Power Hour. Tell us why you're there, what's going to happen on March 2nd, and what we can do to help you, please.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It's an honor. I was a high school science and math teacher for 15
years. This call is from the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office.
They keep stepping on my tongue with that dumb announcement.
Okay.
I was a high school science and math teacher for 15 years. I've been a Christian for 46 years. I believe the Bible is literally true and scientifically accurate in every detail. my family, and I moved to Pensacola in 1989, 25 years ago, and to put my wife through college and her music degree. And I wrote a letter to the editor of the Pensacola News Journal because I saw an article come out that said dinosaur bones are found in Montana from 80 million years ago or something like that. And I wrote my first ever letter to the editor and said, no, these are dinosaurs that drowned in the flood in the days of Noah about 4,600 years ago, 4,400 years ago. Well, boy, you would have thought I shot the sacred cow. I got called everything but a white boy for the next 6 months in the paper. And finally, the local university asked me to come do a debate with one of their professors. Well, I'd never had a debate in my life except with my wife, and I lost those every time, so I was not real excited about it, but I went and debated the guy and slaughtered him. I was amazed how simple it was, you know. Wow. That led to quite a few churches asking me to come speak at their church and share information I had gathered over the years on creation, evolution, dinosaurs, and a scientific defense of the Bible and the flood. And so it very quickly grew into a full-time ministry. And for the last 25 years, I've traveled all over the world, traveling, preaching on creation, evolution, dinosaurs, defending the Bible. I've done 100 debates now at universities. The ministry was growing rapidly, and we started a dinosaur adventure land museum / theme park / science center. And people came from all over the world to see this place. It was great. Well, the IRS has always been attacking conservative ministries, and they attacked me since 1996. And I tried everything to keep them happy. I wrote letters. I answered every question. I just tried to keep them off my back. All my letters and all my struggles with them are on 2peter3.com or on freekenhoven.com. Just the number 2, the word Peter, and the number 3 for 2 Peter 3 in the Bible. I have tried and tried to do everything right. Well, finally, they just came and arrested my wife and I in 2006. I was reading my Bible, getting ready for staff devotions. My wife was sound asleep. They invaded the bedroom, SWAT team style, and took her out of bed, wouldn't let her get dressed, put a robe on or go to the bathroom, and took her in her nightgown down to the courthouse in handcuffs.
Wow.
We were both indicted for structuring. I had never heard of structuring. I said, what is it? They said, well, you took your money out of the bank in amounts less than $10,000. Okay, that's a crime.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that's a crime. And so we went to trial. I thought you're supposed to go to trial when you're innocent in America, you know. And so my attorney at the end.
This call is from the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office.
You know, let me ask you a question. Is there a law against structuring or taking out less than $10,000?
Well, here's what happened. In Congress, in their great wisdom, wanted to catch drug dealers who were dealing with cash. And so they passed a law and said, okay, if anybody takes out over $10,000, the bank has to fill out a form and send it to the IRS so we can trace these drug dealers, which I think is stupid to begin with, but okay, Congress passed the law. So now they have a law that says the bank has to fill out a form if you take out over $10,000 in one day.
Okay.
Well, the drug dealers pretty soon. Drug dealers got smart and said, well, hey, let's take out $9,000 in the morning and $9,000 in the afternoon, and we won't fill out the form, and they won't catch us.
Uh-huh.
So if Congress passed another law that says, now you are structuring your transactions to avoid this reporting requirement. And so that also is against the law. So if you do two transactions of less than $10,000 in one day, but they total over $10,000, that is now structuring.
Mm.
Well, my wife and I would go take out ministry money to pay ministry bills for several years back in 2000, 2001, 2002. We were doing this regularly. We were buying properties around us and remodeling the old beat-up houses that were on them for our staff to live in, and everybody's happy, no problems at all. 2003, we stopped taking cash out of the bank and went to credit cards, and everybody's still happy. 2006, we get arrested and said, hey, 5 years ago, you were taking out money less than $10,000. Yeah. Well,
mm-hmm.
That's, you broke the law. We did? Yeah. But those transactions were 12 days apart. It wasn't two transactions in one day. It was one transaction, and 12 days later, another transaction. It's so stupid that they did.
Wow.
So they said, yep, you are guilty of 45 counts of structuring, and all that money that you took out over those years, you owe to the government. I said, I do? For what? I mean, hello, it was church money spent on church bills. Why do I owe this to the government? Well, it was structured funds. Well, first place, it was not structured funds. And second place, we don't owe that to the government. Thirdly, it's already been spent. Hello, it's been spent 5 years ago. What's wrong with you people? And so then they found out Kent Hovind doesn't own anything. I don't own a pair of socks. I live in a church parsonage. I drive a church van. I don't own anything. And so they said, well, we want to seize the church property. And the church trustee said, excuse me, that's not his. It's never been his. You can't seize church property for his personal tax bill. We demand a hearing and a trial over this issue. Well, the judge let that all sit on her desk for 7 months. No hearing, no trial, no nothing. All of a sudden, she rules, yep, you can seize the church property. So the U.S. attorney runs down to the bank and cleans out the bank account, closes the account out, just seizes all the funds. A couple of weeks later, he gets on an airplane to fly to Detroit to have sex with a five-year-old, gets off the airplane with a bottle of Vaseline and a doll, and is
okay,
arrested.
Now, is this documented? Is this documented, Kent?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Everything's
right.
Up on 2Peter3 and on freekenthoven.com. And, I mean, I feel bad for the family, for the poor guy. You know, it was a sting operation. He got caught in his own net, just like it says in Psalm 35. They're going to get caught in their own net. And, boy, he did. And then he hung himself in his prison cell on my wife and I's anniversary of our first date, October 5th, 2007. He hung himself. So I feel bad about all that. Because I had prayed after this happened. I said, Lord, I want you to handle this. I want you to take... I can't beat these people coming after me. Are you kidding? I'm a science teacher. These folks got millions of dollars of assets at their fingertips. You handle it, Lord, please. And I said, Lord, I want it to be national news. Well, everything was quiet for a while, for several years, actually, and then they said, okay, now we're going to seize the church property. So they go down to the courthouse and simply change the names on the church, on the ministry property, to say property of U.S. government. I was being moved all over the country during this great saga, and I've been in prison 100 months this Monday.
Wow.
For 8 years, 4 months. For absolutely nothing. A really, really stupid charge. Structuring, of all things. Well, anyway, so... I've been moved 23 times.
You have 60 seconds remaining.
Okay, go ahead. Okay, go ahead and finish your 60 seconds.
Okay,
he's gone.
I was up and down.
Okay.
No, I'm here. Okay, I'll call right back.
All right. Okay, I'm going to go now to Rudy, because Rudy, who has been supporting him from the outside, well, we got a second here while he's trying to call back. If you don't mind, Scott, if we can go to Rudy Davis, if you don't mind. Put him on, and then you can... Okay, Rudy, welcome to the Power Hour today, and thank you again for all the incredible work you're doing to free Kent Hovind. Thank you.
No, thank you, Joyce. And I remember the Bible verse that says, woe when all men shall speak well of you. So when you compliment me like that, I get very nervous. I'm a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ, and I want to do what's right to our brother, Kent Hovind.
Well, I appreciate what you are doing. And what are you trying to do, and why do you believe in him so much?
I believe the man is an innocent man in prison that's been there 8 years, and Kent Hovind has asked us to make noise and shine light, just like Gideon's army did. And I believe this is a flagrant and egregious case of Christian persecution right here on American soil. I believe they've weaponized the IRS to go against anyone that is a threat to their system, and Dr. Kent Hovind has been blessed, and God has granted him with a mind that is absolutely a threat to their system. And the more I noticed that when rightfully so, Joyce, when you heard him talk about that pedophile that was an attorney on his first trial, you said, "Is that documented?" I would say it is absolutely documented.
Okay, and ladies and gentlemen, that's pretty serious. We lost whom? Okay, we've got Kent back. We're going to go back to Kent Hovind. Kent Hovind, famous for DrDino.com. I mean, go to the website, check it out. I don't want to spend time on the incredible series that he did on DVD and video, but I want to get to the story. So go ahead from where you were, if you would, please, Kent. You're joining us from a prison, so we've got a mic open there, if you don't mind, Scott. Okay, we've got a mic open there. All right, Kent, go ahead, please.
Okay, well, yes, I was telling you I was being moved all over the country. They moved me to New Hampshire, northern New Hampshire, about 5 miles from the North Pole, I think. And I was up there and I was praying. I said, Lord, I'm so frustrated by this, Lord. I don't understand.
Okay, let me just step in here. Please skip the break if you don't mind here. If you can, Scott, skip the break here so that we can stay with him because he's only got limited time from the prison if you don't mind. So skip that 4-minute break if we can. Go ahead, Kent.
Okay, so I was up in New Hampshire praying. I said, Lord, would you send somebody who understands this crazy system to help me? I don't know what to do because they're going to seize the church property, kick my family out of the house we had lived in for 25 years. Well, the next day, a black Muslim guy moves into my room, and turns out he's a real estate genius and multimillionaire, and he looks at my case, and he says, well, Ken, you didn't break any laws. I said, I know. He said, hold it. When they moved you out of South Carolina, they kept all your legal files for a year and a half, for 20 months. I said, yeah, but I couldn't file my paperwork. He said, well, they can't do that. I said, I've heard this all along. They can't do this. They can't do that. They can do it, and they do it, and they did it. They kept my legal box for 20 months. He said, well, you need to file a Bivens lawsuit. I said, what on earth is that? So he wrote one up, and I signed it. We sent off a Bivens lawsuit. He said, now that you have a lawsuit filed, you can file a Liz Pendens. I said, what on earth is a Liz Pendens? He said, well, it just means litigation is pending. Anybody going to buy that property ought to check out the record and say, hey, you might not want to buy this because the property litigation is still pending. I said, oh, okay. So I sent in a Liz Pendens on this property. Well, now they have charged me with mail fraud, which carries a 20-year sentence. They said, if we can prove you mailed that letter from New Hampshire, that is 20 years in prison because you're trying to defraud the government out of their property. Well, first place, they defrauded me out of the property a long time ago. The fraud is on their part, and they're doing all this to cover their backside, okay? So That's what I'm sitting here for. I was supposed to go home 2 months or 2 weeks ago. I should have been in my house. I'm 25 miles from home. But instead, for the last 9 months, I've been in county jails under very miserable conditions, trying to figure out what on earth is happening here. So that's just one charge. Then there's also conspiracy to commit mail fraud, which carries another 20-year sentence. Because Paul Hansen, the trustee of the church ministry, was also filing stuff saying, hey, you can't do this, guys. You can't seize that property. But see, the government is so desperate to cover up their errors, I think, that they are going to lock me away or want to lock me away the rest of my life. Silence the opposition. And so what we're doing, I'm following Gideon's example in the Bible. All Gideon had against the mighty enemy that came against him was two simple weapons, light and noise. Shine the light and make a lot of noise. And it caused the enemy to fight each other. So what I'm doing, we're publishing everything, wide open. I have nothing to hide. I didn't do anything wrong. And so we're putting everything on websites and internet and getting people to call Congress and just make a lot of noise. That's all we've got. And that's all I need. I think God can get the victory like he did with Gideon. So I would encourage folks to please become familiar with what happened in this case and contact Congress. There's all kinds of things they can do to help. But in Philippians chapter 1, Paul said his bonds, his prison time had fallen out to the furtherance of the gospel. That's all I want. That's all I've ever wanted for 46 years now as a Christian, is to get people saved and spread the gospel further. So if my going to prison helps more people get motivated to do something for the Lord, that's great. It's wonderful. But that's what Monday...
This call is from the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office.
Monday, the trial starts, or at least the jury selection will start this Monday, unless they cancel it. There is still a remote chance they will simply drop the entire case. Last Friday, Paul Hansen and I went to a pre-trial hearing at the courthouse where they say, okay, is everything ready to go? Are we all ready? You know, make sure there's no surprises. And Paul Hansen was able to file four jurisdictional challenges, which are classic. This is exactly the way it's supposed to be done. And those are all posted on 2peter3.com. You know, if a Mexican cop pulls you over for speeding in Dallas and says, you're going 80 miles an hour, you don't start arguing about your speed. You first ask, excuse me, sir, where's your jurisdiction? Who are you and aren't you across the border? It doesn't matter if I'm going 400 miles an hour. You can't do anything about it because you're not a Dallas cop. You're a Mexican cop. So you have to always challenge jurisdiction. Everybody has limited jurisdiction. And so that's what this challenge is, and it's perfect. It's not a challenge to the court. It's a challenge to the U.S. attorney. U.S. attorney, you're claiming you have jurisdiction over us to do these things. You have to prove this on the record. And with these simple jurisdictional challenges, which are handwritten on lined paper, I would encourage people to read those carefully. That is where the government is stuck right now. And I hope it sticks them for good.
Okay. Now let's talk in terms of, you are at Santa Rosa. Where is this? Where are you located?
Santa Rosa County Jail is in the town of Milton, Florida, about 25 miles east of Pensacola, Florida.
We're
in the
Okay, and your trial is going to be a federal trial, and it's going to be where?
Monday at the federal courthouse in Pensacola, number one,
okay.
North Palafox Street.
All right. What time?
Well, 8 o'clock, we go there and do all the playing around dog and pony show, and then 9 o'clock, they start picking the jury, and then however long that takes. It's very interesting. They just put in the questions that they want the judge to ask the jury, the potential jurors. The U.S. they're professionals at this, the U.S. attorneys. They are professionals at getting people who don't know you, and they can then manipulate them into finding you guilty. Our Constitution is pretty clear. You're supposed to have a jury of your peers. Well, peers is people who know you. They desperately do not want people who know you on the jury. We have turned everything around backwards in our legal system. So people ought to get up in arms and say, look, we've got to rein in this crazy Justice Department and this whole legal system. Congress
okay.
ought to do their job.
Now, your case involves a tax issue. It also involves that you were involved in natural healing, too, and I think that's an important area to add to this discussion, is you were involved in that, which obviously gets on the wrong side of the government, too.
Well, yes, ma'am. I taught biology 15 years. I became very concerned that our whole medical system in America is drug therapy. You know, have a pain, take a pill, which is just exactly backwards to what you need to do. If you brought your car to the mechanic and said, wow, this engine's making a funny noise, can you fix it? He says, well, yeah, I got some great earmuffs. You will never hear that noise again. You say, what? Well, yeah,
mm-hmm.
I got
yeah.
earmuffs.
Perfect.
Earmuffs
perfect.
Are fixed. Yeah, that's fixing the symptom, not the cause. If you have a headache, you take an aspirin. Okay, well, what caused your headache? Are you suffering from aspirin?
This call is from the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office.
The aspirin deficiency disease? No, let's get to the cause instead. So in my seminar, one of many dogs I kick as I walk by is our crazy medical profession that's all based on drug therapy as opposed to let's go to the root cause. What's causing this? And so that, I'm sure, raised some eyebrows. None of that has come up in my trials, but I suspect, and many people suspect, as one of many things that's caused them to say, get Kent Hovan off
yeah.
the streets and shut him up.
Okay, now let me go to action items that people can do. Number one, if they're located in Pensacola, Florida area, they can attend the trial. Is this going to help you or assist you to have people there that are going to be speaking out for you or that are going to be in support of you?
Well, I don't know. I hope so. I think so. I'm so sorry. The courtroom is very limited in size. Only 25 people can fit in, I think. It's been very interesting to watch this case. Every time we have a hearing of any kind, the IRS agents come in and sit there and watch. I have a strong sneaking suspicion. It's for the intimidation factor, just to remind the judge and the U.S. attorney, hey, we can also audit you, you know. You better do what we want. Of course, they would never admit such a thing, but that's just the Hovind theory. It's intimidation factor. I think one of the things people can do is contact Congress and by the millions and say, look, Congress, would you stop handing them clubs to beat us with? Repeal the structuring law. But the IRS announced last week, maybe partly because of my case, they said, well, we're going to change our policy and we're not going to use the structuring to take people's bank accounts anymore. Okay, well, yay, glad it's about time, but that's a smokescreen. Instead of changing your policy, which you can change back tomorrow, let's have Congress change the law. Let's have Congress repeal the structuring law totally. It's none of their business what you do with your money. If you want to take out a dollar, take out $10 million, it's your money.
Yes.
None of their
yes.
business. doesn't need to be reported to anybody. Even drug dealers might.
Okay, but unfortunately, this is not an issue we're going to be able to take care of by March 2nd, Monday, when your trial starts. So, you know, that's something that needs to be done down the road. We need to talk about things that can be done now. We got a three-minute break. We'll be back after this break. Stay tuned. We have Kent Hovind and Rudy Davis joining us. Kent Hovind, free Kent Hovind, HOVIND.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. 3 minutes.
Right. A little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communication Network, GCN. This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite hosts and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio, now at your fingertips.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world. We are talking on the Power Hour today to a person who is a prisoner in the Santa Rosa Sheriff's Department awaiting trial on Monday, March 2nd, for a tax issue. It's a structuring tax issue. It's complicated. That's not our issue right now, nor can we change the IRS code as we would like to be able to do, or the laws on structuring. However, he is going to be going to trial, and the reason why this is so important is that it may be another 25 to 100 years in prison. I'm not kidding you. I am not kidding you. 25 to 100 years in prison. Now, let me just add that because of some strict rules in the prison, we cannot have Rudy Davis on with the guest today. We cannot have Rudy Davis and Kent Hovind.
Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office.
So that's why we're not having them both on. We cannot have a third-party interview, so we're not doing that. But I did want to say that Ken Hovind's wife did spend 9 months in prison also. It has been extremely difficult on this entire family. And to support them, you can go to drdino.com, check out the DVDs that they have. They are, I mean, amazing. Josh, if Josh were here today, he would be telling you how phenomenal those DVDs are. DrDino.com. If you want to explain to your children, it's done absolutely beautifully. It is phenomenal. You can support them by going to DrDino.com. His son is continuing on the sales there. All right, FreeKentHovind.com has some things that you can do there. So go to Free, F-R-E-E, Kent, K-E-N-T, H-O-V-I-N-D.com. It'll be in the email blast today. And see how you can support Kent Hovind. Now, are you needing, is it helpful to get donations to support you financially if people can't do anything else? Or what would you say you would like for people to do for you, Kent?
Well, the obviously first, most important thing above all is to pray. This is God's problem. I'm his child. He can do anything he wants. He can open up the Red Sea. He can save people from the fire, from the dens of lions. I mean, he's amazing in the way he saves his children. And so really, just pray. Let God take care of this. He can handle it. Now, my long 25-year lifetime friend, Ernie Land, is about 100 miles east of here. He is handling all the finances. If anybody wants to donate, so they could join an extremely small crowd who has done that. We don't push for that. That's God's problem. But his email is docfog, like a document in the fog, D-O-C-F-O-G, at earthlink.net. And they can, if they'd like to donate, that'd be kind of, or Rudy can handle that. You've got Rudy's contact information. He can get him in touch with Ernie. But, you know, if somebody wants to, but mostly Acts chapter 12, verse 5, you know, the church prayed. Peter was in jail. The church, the prayer was made without ceasing, and the Lord rattled the doors and let him out. I really think if we get people just simply praying, say, God, they could, the government and the court has right now in their hand the simple challenge that can give them their best option to get this case dismissed. Say, look, just drop it. Just stop right now.
Okay. Now we've got a mic open there. We've got a mic open. I just want to be careful about these laws, these regulations that we have in doing the show. Scott, we've got a line open there. If you'd help us out with that, thanks. Now, this is something that it's going to need to be done. If you're going to do something to help Kent Hovind, you're going to have to do it by next Monday. Now, I don't know how contacting your legislators is going to do. I don't know how any of those things are going to help. I know you're wanting to make noise and light around this story, and we do have to understand that if God means what he says, then the Lord says, you know, I will answer, I will respond. It is up to him, and we have to know that he is powerful enough to do all these things. What else do you want people to do to show support? Is there anything? Standing outside the courthouse with signs? I mean, is there anything like that that we can do or you want people to do to support you?
Rudy is doing all that kind of stuff. I don't know what he has planned. I have to be careful. They're going to say I'm trying to influence the jury and give me another charge.
Okay, I take that back.
No, no, I can't do it. I'm not saying people shouldn't do it. And I'm not saying I wouldn't like to see it done, but I cannot do that. But I think that there are dozens of places in the Bible where politicians did things or didn't do things. They changed their behavior because they feared the people. If you just Google the phrase, feared the people in the Bible, it's all over the place. And so I think the one thing the government fears most in all of this is exposure of their evil deeds. Just expose it. John 3:19, men love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. So the more people that know exactly what's going on, the more likely they are to pull in their claws and say, let's leave this guy alone, you know, back off. So They certainly, signs, et cetera, like that, seem to get them to fear the people, fear public opinion. But Congress can still put pressure on today and tomorrow and Monday, and the trial may last for 2 weeks, so there's still plenty of time. Congress can say, look, guys, this is a classic example of what's wrong with the IRS targeting conservative ministries. Let's call Kent Hovind up here to testify what happened in his trial. Let's have Congress do an investigation. They can hold a trial. there's no way to win in the federal court system because they're all scared of the IRS. You know, the IRS agents sit at every meeting. They're allowed, even though they're going to testify. Get this. Normally, if you're going to testify in any trial, you have to be excluded from the trial. You can't sit there and hear what's going on because you're going to be a witness, for heaven's sake.
Mm-hmm.
But they make an exception and let the IRS agents sit right at the table with the prosecutor during the entire trial. And then
really?
You have to testify and go back. They shouldn't.
No, that's called invoking the rule. It's called invoking the rule. And if you invoke the rule, you need to invoke it for everybody, not just selective people.
Well, I don't know what to do about it, but they're going to be sitting there all week. And I don't know what to do about it, but somebody needs to explain to Congress, say, what are you doing, guys? They need to revoke this stupid structuring law. Now, the IRS says, we're changing our policy. Okay, that's wonderful. I'm glad. But that is not the solution. That's a smokescreen. People need to be blasting Congress and saying, look, one, repeal the structuring law. Totally take it off the books. Secondly, let everybody out of prison who was imprisoned for that stupid structuring law, even if they're a drug dealer, let them out of prison. Third, pay back all the money you've taken from them. If you have a legitimate business and you're taking money out, there's a gun dealer with dealt in cash someplace. They seized $900,000 from him. He did nothing wrong, broke no laws. He had to pay him a $50,000 bribe to get his money back. This is, it's a criminal operation.
This call is from the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office.
Anyway, so pay the money back, and anybody who's been in prison, let them out and pay them $1 million a year for damages and say you're sorry. Now, that would be an apology, not changing your policy. So don't let the IRS get by with this. We're changing policy on structuring. No, you get after Congress and say don't fall for it.
Yes.
Change the law. Repeal it, let everybody out of prison, pay the damages, and leave us alone.
Yeah, that is huge. That is huge. Now, let me also add that since you've been in prison, you are a Christian pastor, evangelist. How many Christian pastors have contacted you in support? How many churches have been behind you, Kent?
I don't know how many churches are behind me. I hope a bunch. I traveled all over the world. I preached it about 900 times a year for many years, speaking on creation. But I would say about... It's less than 10, actually way less than 10, have contacted me and said, we're praying for you, we support you. I'm sure many more do, but maybe they're afraid. I don't know. Or maybe they're just too busy, or maybe there's nothing they can do about it. But the silence has been pretty deafening and a little discouraging. I get a lot of mail. I've answered over 17,000 letters. I mean, I get plenty
of
mail. Wow. But the pastors are a little thin, you know.
Uh-huh.
There are more of
them. Yeah, let me ask you, I had another question here. Is this tax charge that you have, is it about structuring? What were you convicted of?
I was convicted of structuring 45 counts of taking my own money out of my own bank to pay my own bills. I was also convicted of 12 counts of not withholding taxes from employees in the ministry. And churches don't have to do that anyway, and we don't have any employees. And I answer all that in all the letters I wrote to the IRS and to the U.S. attorney, and I've tried in all the... Everything's up on 2peter3.com. We don't have employees. I don't have to do this. What do you want from me? I kept asking them. Never an answer till the SWAT team showed up.
Wow.
It's Gestapo techniques. If you don't have an answer, go shoot the guy. That's just, America is headed toward fascism at a rapid rate, and it's time people wake up. By the time the Christians in Germany realized who Hitler was and what he was doing, it was too late. He had control.
Mm-hmm.
By the time the Christians in Russia woke up and realized, whoa, Stalin's a bad guy. Well, it was too late by then. He had complete control. By the time the Christians in North Korea woke up and said, whoa, what have we done here? It was too late. And by the time the Christians in America wake up and realize, whoa, it's going to be too late. They've got to get busy. Right now, we have the option of using the political clout to do things. We can change Congress. And Congress can change the laws, and they need to be bombarded. They just let them know, hey, Congressman, I'm watching what's happening in the Kent Hovind case. I'm watching to see what you do about it.
Mm-hmm.
If you do nothing, I'll remember that next time I vote. They should do something. Congress can call the Justice Department and say, would you guys get off this case? You're embarrassing us. The Treasury Department can call the Justice Department in D.C. Forget the local guys. You're never going to get anywhere with them. Go to their boss in D.C., the head of the Justice Department, Eric Holder, and say, look, you guys have spent $500,000 of our tax money to put a guy in prison for mailing a letter? Are you out of your mind?
Yeah, exactly. So, ladies and gentlemen, so that you will understand, he is going to go to trial on Monday for another charge because he wrote a letter. And, I mean, this gets really complicated. We can't really go into the whole case. But they want to keep you in prison for another 25 to 100 years for a letter. Am I correct on that?
That is correct.
Unbelievable.
And the,
so,
and the letter. But you see, the letter is simply a Liz pendants. It just notifies people, hey, litigation is pending. The property may have a clouded title. That's all. You can buy it if you want. It doesn't stop a thing. It doesn't do anything. It's just a letter saying, hey, just be careful if you buy this property. That's what you're supposed to do. A Liz pendants. Now, if I hand-delivered the letter, that's not a problem. If I had somebody else hand-deliver it, that's not a problem. But if I use the mail, oh, wow, that's 20-year sentence.
No kidding. That is phenomenal. So that's going to be a part of your case then. Probably, obviously, how that letter was delivered or just the fact that the letter was or was not mailed. But now tell the listeners how they can support you. Tell them about, I want to give credit to your incredible work you've done on the creation science. What do you have to available that they can purchase from your store?
We have produced videotapes for many years, and they're now in 40 languages, subtitled, if you want to get people safe. Excuse me. My main concern in all of this is getting the gospel out. I've been a Christian 46 years, and I just want to win the world to Christ. So it would help me more than anything to know that people are getting those videos and spreading them around. I made a policy when I...
You have 60 seconds remaining.
The policy of anybody can copy my videos and give them to their friends. There's a guy, if you don't change it, don't edit it, and don't sell it. There's a guy north of you in Plano, Texas, who's made 41,000 copies. I think that's the record.
Whoa.
Thousands of people saved. He's got his own little video ministry by copying my videos and giving them away. Anybody can do that. To be a video missionary. I'd love that.
Video missionary. Go ahead and call back. Go ahead and call back.
Okay.
And I'm going to promote your website here while you're gone. And ladies and gentlemen, you can go to either creationtoday.org, drdino.com, drdino.com, and go to the store, and you'll see everything available there, whether it's on homeschooling, public education, social issues, evangelism, dinosaur, devotionals, whatever. It's all available there at the Power Hour. So before we bring back on Kent Hovind, anything that we should say at this point, Rudy, to support him that we could do?
I think you're doing it, Joyce. We do have brochures to bring people up to speed quickly on freekenthovind.com so that you can download a brochure. It's a one-page front and back. And we also have form letters to our congressmen and form letters to pastors. As Kent Hovind said, Less than 10 pastors have contacted him and
wow,
visited him in the past 8 years. I mean, what is going on with that?
No kidding. Let me just give a caveat here, Scott, of don't bring Ken Hovind back on while we're doing this, if you don't mind. Don't bring him on while Rudy's on the phone. Okay, I just want to make sure that you all go to drdino.com. There's something that everybody can do to support this man. Now, whether you agree or disagree with the tax issue, that's not really it. But you can see there's a whole lot more involved in this. And I would encourage you to do something to support this man. Now, when we come back, I'm going to have him give his address also if you would like to send him a card, send him support. He probably can't. He can't do everything. So I'm going to go ahead and take off Rudy Davis and put Kent back on, Kent Hovind back on the program. Kent, give out your address. I want to make sure that people can have a chance to contact you and support you. Now, don't send money to the prison. That needs to be done a different way. But what can people send you in the way of support in prison? What are your rules there?
Well, I get letters all the time. I get a ton of those, and that's about it. They cannot send stamps. They can send envelopes if they have metered stamps printed, but not. They're worried about people hiding drugs under the stamps, I guess. I've never taken drugs, never tasted alcohol. I'm 62 years old, never had alcohol other than NyQuil a couple of times. But never taken any. But anyway, so they can only send two. But I'm doing fine right now, and we really think within the next week or two something's going to happen. We're going to win or lose, and win, I go home. Lose, I go back to more federal prison. That's just, or
100 months.
Oh, my gosh. I can't even imagine facing that.
Well, God's been good. I can see why so much of the Bible is written from prison or captivity or people who experienced one of those two. As much as I don't like it, I've got an 8-year-old grandson that I've never held in freedom. And that's one of the hardest things.
I can't even imagine.
I've written many, many stories, many books. I've written 37 books from prison. Several are up. Rudy's really been a trooper on that, too, getting them posted up on Lulu.com or on FreeKentHoven.com. My book I wrote about the prison system is called The Kennel, about a dog kennel by the pseudonym Elijah Green. If somebody wants to get that one, please spread that around. That contains all kinds of things people can do, practical
stuff. This call is from the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office.
Practical steps to change this prison system. It's prison for profit is all it is. You know, America has the largest system in the world by far. We only have 5% of the world's population, but 25% of the world's prisoners are in America. What is wrong with these people? Mm. Well, they learned back in the 70s, this is a money-making business. They actually create brand-new money when they put a person in prison. But suppose when they gave me a 10-year sentence, they look at that, it's okay. It's cost $30,000 a year to housing. This 10-year prison term is worth $300,000. So they created a bond, made brand-new money, and sold it on the stock market. And somebody who knows where, Germany or someplace, bought that bond, and he's making money off of it. And they created money out of thin air and entered it into the U.S. Currency stream.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if my case gets overturned, they've got to pay that back. That's why you never see a case overturned. Appellate courts never overturn them. And the judges own stock in the prison system. The longer I'm
The
more money.
Wow. Okay, we got to go to this break. We got a 3-minute break. Final segment coming up with Kent Hovind. If he gets cut off, we'll just let him go because we've only got about 3 minutes left after the break. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. Joyce Riley here. It's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The goal standard and long-term storage products, or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalMatch.com. That's FreeSurvivalMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalMatch.com today.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. Ken Hovind told me during the break that he has suffered a real decrease in the sales of his Christian materials because people are labeling him as a tax protester, tax this, tax that. You understand, listeners, you understand the system. A lot of people don't. So they have sort of done a number on him, which we need to kind of support him on. And his material, regardless of what he is, I don't care what he was, I mean, his material is phenomenal. I have seen it, and it is absolutely outstanding. For your children and grandchildren, get a copy of it and use it for them. Let those children be educated by a man who knows science. That's what's so beautiful about this. And I want you all to please support him in this way. Also, like you were saying, Kent, prayer, give us the things that people can be doing for you.
Well, several things. One, they could get my videos. I love that. I want to win souls to Christ. I wrote a series of stories for my grandchildren called The Long Trip, The Colorado Adventure, and The Long Trip Home that teaches them how to become soul winners. Those are up on Lulu.com, I believe, or on FreeKenHovind.com. Those books were very fun to write, and I would encourage everybody to get those and tell others about those. That'll really help. I also wrote a book about end times. What on earth is about to happen, for heaven's sake? That's up on Lulu.com, about the tribulation, the rapture, what's coming next. Christians had better get ready, and they might want to enjoy that book. Now, another thing they can do is they can call my son, Eric, to come preach at their church. He'll never be quite as good as Dad, of course, but he's really, really good. he's doing seminars. His ministry is creationtoday.org. They can contact him. They can pray. My address here, if they want to write, is P.O. Box 20. Gee whiz, what is my address here? I get it. Rudy can give that to you. It's a P.O. Box in Milton, Florida. My brain went dead here.
Okay. What we're going to do is we'll put it in the email blast, and I'll give it out tomorrow on the Power Hour. I'll get it from Rudy later on and give it out tomorrow on the Power Hour as to how you can write. And is it on Dr. Dino or on the other website?
Yes, the Milton, the Santa Rosa County Jail here. And I get a ton of mail, but I don't use my address. I use their address when I write them back. So
okay.
And sorry about that. But, yeah, I love getting mail. It's very encouraging. So many people in jail don't get any mail. I've led about 700 men to Christ since I've been in here in the various jails. I leave a trail of new converts behind, and it's encouraging to see people write them. I do a lot of blogs, and I keep everything posted on 2peter3.com. That would be encouraging if they want to. 7129, that's the P.O. Box 7129 in Milton, Florida, 32572. If people want to write, I'm hoping they send me home today. So if you get your letter back, it might be that the U.S. attorney gave up today.
Let's believe that, ladies and gentlemen. Let's believe that. Again, it is to Kent Hovind, H-O-V-I-N-D, P.O. Box 7129, Santa Rosa Sheriff's Department. 32572. Again, that is Santa Rosa Sheriff's Department, Kent Hovind, P.O. Box 7129-32572. We're going to believe that you will be going home and taking care of that grandchild. I'm so sorry for you. Ladies and gentlemen, please come to the aid and do what you can for Ken Hovind. He is such a phenomenal human being, and he does not deserve what is happening to him. I get so sad. You know, what does Scripture say we're supposed to be doing? Visit those that are in prison. We're supposed to be helping those who are in prison.
Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office.
And yet, unfortunately, that is the one thing that most Christians do not do, because they're so busy out there doing their 501c3 work for their church and not helping the people that deserve it. So I am sorry, but you've got to know what an incredible man Kent Hovind is. Kent, thank you for joining us in the Power Hour today. We appreciate you so very much.
Thank you, ma'am. All right.
Thank you, Kent, and thank you, Rudy Davis, who has been in the background there. We thank him very much for joining us today. We're going to be back after this 1 minute, 10 second break. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. This is Joyce Wiley.